Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is National Coffee Day, and I encourage you every weekday morning to share a cup of coffee with me, if that's what the brew that you drink in the mornings, or if you drink a glass of iced tea or ice water or whatever, or iced coffee, you know, to join me every weekday mornings so that we can sit together and discuss things that are going on, try to make some sense out of all the nonsense that's going on. And then there are those out there that listen to me later in the afternoon, but don't despair because Beth drinks coffee all day long. So you're good to go. I wrote a poem about 2 years ago about coffee time. I really am looking for, and I haven't had any luck, you know, I get on it, I get on my little bandwagon, and I do this adamantly for a little bit. You know, I'm pretty aggressive for a little bit, and then I just kind of drop it. But I would love to have a coffee sponsor. Now, it has to be coffee I like, and I am a little bit picky. I'm not so picky that I need the special coffees. I like plain old simple coffee. But I wrote this little poem, and it makes me think of all of you, because I consider all of you very dear friends. I can picture us sitting in the back on my deck or your deck or wherever. I have a new little sunroom that we've been adding on to the house for umpteenth years, and we're still working on that. But we have a little sunroom, and every now and then on a Saturday morning, I get to go down and have a cup of coffee there with a friend. This is what I call coffee time. With a friend is a beautiful thing. Coffee with a friend is a beautiful thing. To sip in conversation over almost anything. They enjoy the aroma and the warmth of the brew. However, the cup of joy and java is just an excuse to bring the secret pleasure of the time well used, to join the warmth and trust of a friendship that is true. Friends share more than conversation and coffee. True friends share their hearts and their souls. And I feel that we do that every weekday morning here. I come in here with a cup of coffee. I go fill her up at the break times, and we share a cup of coffee, whether you're drinking it or not. We're sharing that cup of coffee together. National Coffee Day. Enjoy your coffee today. I had a phone call yesterday afternoon from a listener in Kansas. And he was asking me some advice for a friend of his in Colorado that's going through some property rights problems with certain government alphabetical bureaucracy. And he's being hit pretty hard. And I really, you know, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a lawyer, I'm just Beth. And I wish that the show was where it could be one day, hope it will be, to where I can lend more help to other people. But I ended up giving him two different agencies that I do trust and I think will help him through this, be good advocates, and provide maybe some advice, some good sound advice. And this gentleman that was on the phone, this is a friend of his that's going through this. You don't hear these presidential candidates talk about stuff like that, do you? About how rural America is under attack and how property owners are under attack. You never hear them talk about that. Not really. How the BLM and the EPA and all of those constantly go after the American people. Well, I told him, he mentioned to me that he thought the EPA ought to stand by the, ought to be punished for what they did, just like they punish everyone else. And I said, well, that's funny you mentioned that, because I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. It just so happens that I have an article from the Daily Signal that I received on Friday that I didn't realize. I was late Friday when I got it. That's talking about that very thing, and I wanted to share that with you. Now, many a company and many an individual has lost everything because of the EPA or some other alphabet bureaucracy that we put up with. And, you know, I'm going to open the discussion later in the show about government shutdown. How do you feel as an individual if they would shut the government down over plan, trying to defund Planned Parenthood? I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they have that kind of integrity. Does it scare you if the government gets shut down? Last time they did that, all they did was punish the people. Well, according to this article here, and this is written by Paul Larkin Jr., he says, last month, and I thought it was longer ago than that, last month, the EPA caused a spill of toxic waste into the Animas River in Colorado. And if you have seen those pictures, I mean, it is horrific. And, you know, I thought when I saw that, you know, a lot of rain would wash that away. And that's kind of the way the EPA was standing. Well, you know, it's bad, but, you know, time will heal itself. But they don't tell another individual if something happens or another company or corporation if they have a disaster. They don't tell them time will fix it. They punish them. They punish them hard. Well, let's go on. It says that event demonstrates that even the federal agency responsible for regulating the disposal of hazardous waste can make mistakes that lead to environmental contamination. It also proves that the federal government plays favorites in criminal environmental enforcement. If a private party had been responsible for the spill, the odds are good that the federal government would have opened a criminal investigation. And we know that's true. We know that's true. The government has prosecuted private companies and private parties for other negligent spills. Just ask Edward Hanosek, a railroad roadmaster. Mr. Hanusek was responsible for a rock quarry Skagway River in Alaska. One evening in 1994, while Mr. Hanusek was at home, a backhoe operator trying to remove rock from a nearby railroad track hit a pipeline. The accident caused 1,000 to 5,000 gallons of heating oil to spill into the nearby river. Mr. Hanusek was charged with criminal negligence under the Clean Water Act. He was convicted for the negligent discharge of oil and sentenced to 6 months in prison and another 6 months in a halfway house and six more months of supervised release. This man wasn't there, but because he was the one in charge, he was the one held responsible. And they went after him. The government went after him. Took, 18 months of his life, literally in that respect. He goes on and says, if a 1,000 to 5,000 gallon spill in the Skagway River merited criminal prosecution, the EPA's 3 million gallon spill of toxic mine water into the Animas River spill justifies prosecution as well. We're going into a break. We've got a problem here, as you sip that coffee, that our government views us as the enemy, and they target us every opportunity they get. It's time that we turn that around. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Beth. I've got a question about property rights. I don't know, maybe Sheriff Mack might be able to help me. I'd like to give you a short version of it. My girlfriend owns a piece of property. I live on the land with her, not in the same house. We live in about I live in a house about 100 yards from her little house.
Okay.
From her, not in the same house. The state police come down and arrest me with no warning lights on. We got post land with signs up. Do they have the right to come in with no warning to arrest me? And she's about scared half to death. She didn't know it's a crook or criminal or what.
Well, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know.
I know, but it seems like somebody's civil rights, especially hers, was violated. She didn't know who it was.
They didn't have a warrant?
No, and no warning lights, and she got a gun, and she's about ready to have a gun, you know. She didn't know who it was. I didn't know who it was, and...
But,
anyway,
okay, I don't know. I mean, if they came to arrest you, they had to have a warrant or a reason.
Well, they had a reason, but they had no warrant. And we,
okay.
Yeah, like I said, had the post signed there. But
okay.
They should have had flashing lights or some warning to identify themselves. I figure.
Well, I don't know. She might have been scared more if they'd come in there with lights and sirens going.
Well, you wouldn't know who it was anyway.
Well, that's maybe true. I really don't know, Larry. I don't know.
EPA needs to double them fines on themselves. They're way out of line on
that. Well, let me get on with the article and we'll talk a little bit more about what the EPA needs to do to itself. Okay. All right. Thank you, Larry. In this article, they charged, like I said before we went into the break, Mr. Hanusik, and I'm saying his name wrong, but he was sent to prison for six months, and then he had to spend another 6 months in a halfway house and another 6 months as supervised. He could not be left alone. Isn't that strange? Don't you find that strange? And yet the EPA, that was for just 1 to 5,000 gallons of heating oil into a river. But the EPA puts 3 million gallons of toxic waste into the mine water, from the mine into the river, and they do nothing to themselves. They get nothing, no punishment. And this article goes on to say, but there's more. After they did this to him, there's more. In past cases, the government has successfully argued that corporate officers, which is what this other gentleman was, and managers should be held liable for the misdeeds of subordinates, even if the officers and managers had no hand in any illegal conduct. What if we got a hold of the EPA boards, the ones that were higher up, and held them accountable and put them in prison for 6 months or more for what they did to the Animas River? The Justice Department persuaded courts to adopt the tort doctrine. And this happened back, I don't know how far back that was. I kind of remember when that happened. Yet the Justice Department does not apply the same rules to private properties and government officials. And why is that? If private properties should be held criminally liable for negligence, violations of the federal environmental laws, why not the EPA employees? If a company president should be held liable for the misdeeds of the firm's low-level personnel, why not the EPA administrators? The same rules should apply whether the responsible party works in the private sector or the public sector. But it doesn't, does it? We've seen the IRS garnish people's wages for less than this. This is something that's affected that community in a great way. But the EPA, back several weeks ago, said it'll probably clean itself up. There's nothing, absolutely nothing they can do to fix what they've done. It could be sentenced to community service there in that community. As far as paying fines, that would be you and me anyway, because it's a government bureaucracy. They get their government from you and me. Do you see the irony? Do you see the irony? They work for you and me, but they don't have to go be held at the same accountability that you and I do. They get to do whatever they want. And questions like this never appear in the presidential debates. What about the alphabet government that we're underneath? The EPA has gotten out of hand, as well as all the others, the BLM, the USDA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Forestry Service, and on and on and on it goes. We've become the enemy of the state. They can't find enough ways to fine you, punish you, take your land, take your property. They cannot figure out enough ways to hurt you, the people. And yet, without you, they'd have no money. They'd have no salary. They'd have no money to function. Bingo, huh? Who holds those purse strings? Congress holds those purse strings. And here they're debating over defunding Planned Parenthood. and trying this scare tactic once again. Oh, what if we shut the government down? Kasich says they need to fight like they, you know, to fight hard, but don't shut the government down. You know, I don't think they should shut the government down, but I really don't care if they shut the government down. Maybe I got too bad an attitude. But when they do shut the government down and then they pull it back up, because you know it's going to come back on, nobody's missed any paychecks. They all get reimbursed for all that time that it was shut down. Why? Why? When you're laid off and then you're brought back to work, do you get money for all that time you were laid off? No, you do not. Maybe if somebody actually had pain, something else would be done. But it's not them they punish. It's you and me. Remember the last time they shut it down? They closed the World War II Memorial and wouldn't let anybody into it. They closed down things that had nothing to do with anything as far as spending money. We're here, we're being held captive by these D.C. occupiers and the political correctness. And you know what? There's enough of us. We ought to be able to escape those captors. We really should be able to. I have another article here from Kasich saying that, you know, they need to fight like crazy, but don't, to defund Planned Parenthood, but don't shut the government down. Well, you and I need to fight like crazy. You and I need to fight like crazy. The government is basically, it's already shut down as far as we don't have, there's no respectfulness, there's no consideration, there's no responsibility, there's no representation for we the people, for liberty, or for common sense. Even in this Planned Parenthood situation, and I believe it needs to be defunded, and I believe the clinics should probably be closed. Definitely, I think abortion should be ended. I don't know that I can get that want right now or not. It's not health care. Don't let them tell you that's about women's health care. An abortion is not health care. It's a risk. It takes a life. It doesn't save a life. It's a risk. Don't let them lie to you. Shutting it down is not something evil that you're doing to women across this nation. It's something you're doing good for them. But even in that, the $500 million that goes to the Planned Parenthood every year, they're wanting to redistribute it. Nope, we can't put it back and save it. They want to redistribute it, you know, just to kind of make nice that, you know, we'll give it to other clinics. And I'm not necessarily 100% against that, but look at the common sense. Here we have this debt. We can't get out from underneath this debt. We have this organization over here that's criminal, and we're debating whether to take their money away? Why is it even a question? The IRS, like I said, they'd garnish wages for less than that. You'd be done, my friend. You'd be done. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will all, and our cup of coffee, be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, the topic today, well, besides it's National Coffee Day, we've talked about the EPA, and we're talking now about Planned Parenthood. I can't get it out. And the defunding of such. Now, that's going to be decided one way or another this week. Probably by Wednesday, I think. I don't have a lot of faith in these congressmen, these D.C. occupiers doing the right thing. They don't know how to stand on integrity. They don't know how to stand on good faith. They don't know how to stand for the innocent. They play politics. And I don't know how many of you saw Boehner. He started quoting, "The good book says, the Bible says, there will be many false prophets." So he's calling these Republicans that are wanting to fight him, so to speak, false prophets, that they're promising you and me things that they can't do. You know, if they can't get it done, that's one thing. If they won't try to get it done, that's another. Because what they're trying to do is what you and I want. We want it defunded. We wanted Obamacare gone. We wanted taxes dropped. We want the balance, the budget to be balanced. We want this debt. We want them to start knocking it off up there. But they play politics. So basically what I was saying before we went into the break is that the people need to fight like crazy. You and I need to fight like crazy. As far as a government shutdown, as far as you and I are concerned, it's been shut down for a long time. The government is really already shut down as far as respectful, considerate, responsible representation for people and liberty and common sense. It's already shut down. Are you really concerned about all those people in the EPA getting paid? Now, I'm not trying to be mean. I know they have families to take care of, too. But so do you and I. So do you and I. And we are not the enemy of the state. We are the state. We are the people. We, the people, are the ones in charge. And yes, we should hold ourselves accountable if we do nothing. If you don't pick up the phone, I had the grievance letters earlier this year, very few. I've sent out a lot of them, but very few. I should have been sending out thousands of them. Why? Because you think it does no good? Remember the old saying, the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the grease? It's true. Look at the other side of this coin. We complain about the liberals and the progressive, but by golly, they know how to scream and get their way. We don't. We throw our hands up in the air, well, it's no use. And when we do that, what do we leave? What legacy do we leave for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren? Where's their freedom? Where's their liberty? Will it be their blood that's shed to try and get it back again? Is that what we're leaving behind? I'm not calling for blood to be shed. I'm just saying that's how we got it in the first place. Blood was shed. You know, if I could ever get some, I'd like to try and get some of these big guys on here. You know, wouldn't it be hysterical to have Donald Trump on CSC Talk Radio? Or Huckabee? Or Carly Fiorina? Or Ben Carson? Or Ted Cruz? Or Rand Paul? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they would come on CSC Talk Radio and talk to the real people? They go talk to those talking heads, and those talking heads, they rule the conversation. Well, I want to rule the conversation. I want to ask them about the EPA. I want to ask them why the government's been shut down for so long as far as representing the people. I want to ask them about that. I need to look a little more into Trump's new tax plan and see his financial plan for the U.S. and see if it sounded pretty good, but I'm not a financial person. It sounded pretty good last night. I'm going to have, and I haven't got her booked yet, we're dickering back and forth with dates, Jane Orient, Dr. Jane Orient. She's with the APP. And she wrote an article here that I'm going to tell you what, it is near and dear to my heart, and I want to have her on. But the title of it is, Are GOP Candidates Wrong on Vaccines and Climate Change? Basically, she goes into this article, and she talks about the line of questioning that went on during both these debates. And how that really has nothing to do with government. Now, she's a doctor. And she talks about the vaccines, and she talks very openly, and I'm going to have her on the air, and we're going to talk about it. And she talks about climate change. They want us to take all this stuff and ask these presidential candidates about climate change. Or to debate on vaccines, people who really don't know anything about it. She even claims, you know, a neurosurgeon's not the one to ask. And she kind of goes into this, and I'm not going to go into it in detail because I really want to go over it when she's here. But the APP is not the American Academy of Pediatrics. So don't think they are. They're the opposite. I mean, they're not the opposite, but they're another organization. And I've had her on, and I've had some others on from this organization before. And I really think they've got some good sense. I truly, truly do. And I'm really looking forward to having her on. I told her, I said, your kind of wisdom is what my people want to hear. It's based on common sense. And she talks about the vaccines and the rumors and the research and what's behind them. And don't get me wrong, she's not, it doesn't sound to me like she's for mandatory vaccines, but she's talking about the rhetoric that's going on and how it really isn't what they should be talking about on the debate stage. Not about vaccines and not about climate change. Because all of a sudden she says it's about what they're, like that's a religion. And she says, oh, well, it really is. I mean, speaking of climate change. So why would they be asking these things instead of asking about, hey, you know what? We've got a lot of citizens across this nation that are being persecuted over their property. Private property seems to be something that the United States no longer supports with the alphabet bureaucracy. Maybe those kind of questions should be asked. Or how do you expect us to get out of an $18-plus trillion debt? What about this fiat money? Why aren't they asking questions like that? Now, I don't know if those are exactly the ones they should ask, but they're closer than would you sign a loyalty agreement with the National Republican Committee. It's of more concern to me than whether Trump insults somebody. I don't care. I can make my own judgments. I don't need Megyn Kelly to do that for me or anyone else. I can make my own judgments. Not always a good judge of character, but most of the time I'm a fairly decent judge of character. I want to look beyond that. I want to look beyond that. So let's ask some questions that really count. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
David, there are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent, gun owners are treated as terrorists, citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. I have another article here that I was thinking about sharing with you. You know, we're seeing some activity in D.C. as the D.C. occupiers at least pretend to be arguing back and forth. And the Senate voted 77-19 on yesterday to advance a short-term government spending bill, narrowing the chances of federal shutdown. Now, I shared that with you the other day, what that was, and their deadline is tomorrow. That's the deadline. Now, this bill will not defund Planned Parenthood. And I've said it several times today because I wrote it down when I was writing this article, you know, that, you know, when you get in trouble as a criminal, when you get in trouble or anything happens in your life, the IRS doesn't go away. And they will garnish you. And if you get in trouble, you don't get to have the free card like the EPA does and get out of trouble. We can't get out of jail for free like they do. I want to give the D.C. switchboard phone number to you again. I've just about got it memorized, I think. I've given it out quite a bit the last 2 weeks. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. This is going to happen. They're more than likely not going to shut the government down. They're more than likely not going to defund Planned Parenthood. And even though he's stepping down, he's not gone yet. And John Boehner doesn't think they should shut the government down. And I don't believe he says one thing, but the actions show another. And like I said earlier in the show, he called the others that are wanting to fight this false prophets because they're giving the American people hope that they can do something that they just can't do. Well, go down swinging, all right? Don't smooth it over with icing. Go down swinging. And I say that to you as well. Go down swinging. Don't sit there and say, I can't do anything. I'm just one person. Because you are the person in charge. You and I are the Republic. This government is us. So when we complain, it's because you and I sat back and did nothing to straighten out the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. 202-224-3121. Now, don't just call it and lambast with everything. Make more than one call. Call every day. Today, it's about Planned Parenthood. We want you to defund Planned Parenthood. I really wish somebody would have called and told me if you're afraid of the shutdown of the government. Or do you agree with me that it's really basically already shut down? We're just run by some corporation that just keeps calling the shots. They're up there occupying offices and cutting deals. You know, I really don't care how the candidate stands or believes on climate change. I do care whether they're going to continue to spend foolish money at it and shut down productivity in this nation because they believe in it or because they've bought stock in the green themes. Well, this Mitch McConnell, he's protecting government funding for an organization, it says, that has been accused of manipulating abortion procedures to secure higher prices for the sale of baby parts from aborted children. He's protecting them. We know that they're criminal, and he's protecting them. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Yeah, I thought I'd just jump in real quick. You know, the government shutdown is really just a ruse.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I heard only 17% of the government actually closes. Everything that's critical remains open, and the government doesn't default on its debt.
Oh, I agree. And you know, last time when they did that, and I'm sure that you remember, Obama made it. He wanted to punish the people to show them.
This guy was falling.
Absolutely, you know. So they, you know, barricaded the World War II memorial and wouldn't let people in there. And that really had absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
So, and they wouldn't let the children tour the White House. The children that were scheduled for field trips to tour the White House, they wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, it seems to me he was still able to go on vacation, though.
He didn't miss one, did he?
Nope.
And neither does Congress.
Yep.
And, you know, the fact that we always have these deadlines tells me they haven't been doing their job the whole time they've been there. Because all of a sudden we have to scramble in the last week or 2 weeks, and we got to get such and such done. No, where have you been?
Like the school who's got a major homework assignment due the next day and at 10 o'clock at night.
You didn't do that, did you?
Oh, all the time. That's the only way I could write a paper.
I remember helping some of my boys with some of that. And, yeah, I know. But, you know, I don't think it's the deadline. I think that they know they're going to leave and they're going to pretend they're going to do something by that deadline. And usually they do nothing. You know, the last time they shut the government down, it was a big hoopla over nothing. And, you know, nobody lost any back. They all got their back pay. But when America gets laid off, when an American factory worker or a construction worker or whatever, when they get laid off and get pulled back to work, they don't get all that back pay.
Sure.
But government officials do.
Sure. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate all that you do. You know, there, I have another article here we're not going to have time for, but it has a wish list from John Boehner, things that he was hoping for. You know, he was there 24 years. You think he could have done something. Maybe I've just got a negative attitude today about him, but I think it's time that you and I started being that squeaky wheel and started screaming loud and clear. You know, we are going to change the presidency. Are you? What are you going to change there in your community? What are you going to change there in your home? What are you going to change there in your state? What are you going to do? What are you going to have to tell your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren that you did to help preserve their liberty and bring America home?
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.